Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode contains distressing themes and descriptions of violence. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. Listener caution is advised. When some friends arrived to see May Chambers, surprisingly her car wasn't parked outside the home at number 7 Watlington Road in Old Harlow, Essex. It wasn't like May to let anyone down, especially someone in need. A few days earlier she had been asked to take a friend to the hospital, and as expected May readily agreed. However, the appointment had come and gone without a word or explanation as to why she did not carry out the favour as planned. The sun was shining, typical for early summer, and the Victorian house cast a shadow over the gravel garden path tucked between two cedar trees. May Chambers' concerned friends knocked on the door and peered through the windows to try and get a glimpse inside. Finally, they found a way into the home and realized why no one had heard from May in days. Welcome to They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. This is the 40th in a series of bonus episodes. By Friday, May 30th, 1980, 61-year-old Mary, or May Chambers, had been living alone in the 5-bedroom property on Watlington Road for around a decade. Her husband, Anthony, a local dentist, had passed away 14 years earlier at the age of 53. Like the majority of her 7 children, May was a teacher. She previously worked as a laboratory technician at Mark Hall Comprehensive School in Harlow, less than a mile from her home. She had retired from her role as a schoolmistress 6 months earlier in December 1979 and divided her time between socialising with friends, visiting her family and attending church. May was well regarded and was thought of as a pleasant lady who always had time for others. Most people had only positive things to say about the new retiree. However, there was one person she did not get on well with at all. That person had married into the Chambers family. Ian Sherlock was known to the family before he married May's daughter, Kathy. He was employed as the groundskeeper at Mark Hall Comprehensive while May's children attended the school. Sherlock had moved from Otley in the north of England to Harlow in Essex in his late 20s. Concerningly, before Kathy finished school, she began seeing Sherlock in secret. She was a teenager at the time. When her mother found out about their relationship, May was horrified. Sherlock was almost 10 years older than her daughter, and Kathy was still so young. Kathy's parents were concerned that the new relationship would hold their daughter back from achieving her dream of becoming an English teacher. Like most teenagers, Kathy felt that her mother was being overprotective. Soon after she reached adulthood, she married Ian Sherlock in a private ceremony, before moving with him to Milton Keynes in Buckinghamshire, which was then a rapidly developing town. Kathy continued her education and qualified as a teacher, something she had been determined to do. A job quickly followed. She taught English at Ousedale School in Newport Pagnell. Ian Sherlock was also in steady employment working as a fitter at a nearby car factory. The couple had a child a few years later and called the little boy Sam. From the outside, their relationship seemed happy, but Sherlock was a jealous husband who drank often. Sometimes when he had too much to drink, he became violent. Shortly before Christmas in 1979, Kathy was getting ready for bed when Sherlock began berating her. The argument spilled out into an alleyway beside their home, and Kathy was later discovered unconscious on the ground, wearing just a nightdress to shield herself from the bitter cold. Her injuries were so severe that she had to spend a week in the intensive care unit at Northampton Hospital. After she was discharged, Kathy and her son spent some time in Wales, trying to recover from the ordeal and get some space. Sherlock seemed unfazed by his actions, and it didn't take long for him to move in with another young woman he had been seeing behind Kathy's back. This woman was also a teacher. Within a few weeks, Sherlock was again arrested after beating her too. In January 1980, Ian Sherlock was charged with assaulting both women during a hearing at Bletchley Magistrates Court. Thames Valley police officers pleaded with the magistrates to remand Sherlock into custody until his case could be heard at Bedford Crown Court, but Sherlock was granted bail. May Chambers had been found brutally beaten in her home. It was believed that she had been dead for at least 2 days, and the attack had been prolonged and extremely violent. A post-mortem revealed that her cause of death was asphyxia. There were no signs of burglary within the property, although May's Volkswagen Beetle was missing from the driveway. Investigators learned that Ian Sherlock had been seen in the area 4 days before May's body was found by her friends. When it was discovered that Sherlock was not at his home on Harrowden in Bradfield Milton Keynes, detectives immediately took the unusual step of naming him as a suspect. Speaking about the crime, Detective Chief Superintendent Peter Cruss told the press, "This was a most brutal murder, and there is a real fear that this man will not hesitate to strike again. I cannot emphasize enough how dangerous this killer is." DCS Crust added, "We are making every effort to find Mr. Sherlock as quickly as possible, and anyone knowing his whereabouts should contact police immediately. If you see this man, do not approach him. Call the police." A description of May Chambers' car, a red VW Beetle with the registration HEV728H, was issued, along with a description of Ian Sherlock. The 33-year-old was said to be 5 feet 11 inches tall with a slim build, shoulder-length black curly hair, brown eyes, thick eyebrows and a narrow face. He often wore square-framed glasses with tinted lenses and spoke with a Yorkshire accent. During a search of May Chambers' home, the police realised that one of the only things missing was an address book. The dark green cover journal contained the names, phone numbers and addresses of most of Sherlock's in-laws. Many of May's relatives reported receiving threatening phone calls in the days after she was last seen alive. The address book was described as a hit list, and the police suspected that Sherlock was about to embark on a vendetta against his wife's family. That said, after speaking with Kathy, the police learned of another motive. Sherlock was jealous of his wife's occupation. He had also wanted to be a teacher, but he couldn't pass the exams. Over a dozen people were placed under police protection while a massive manhunt was launched. Officers appealed for a woman seen with Sherlock in the weeks before May Chambers' murder to come forward. The woman was described as being in her mid-20s, attractive, and spoke with a London accent. "We don't know if this girl is a teacher," DCS Cross said. "It is imperative that she contacts us as soon as possible. Any help she can give will be treated in the strictest confidence." As around 100 officers searched for Sherlock across Buckinghamshire, Essex and Leeds, questions were raised about how the suspected killer had been free when he had assaulted 2 women just months earlier. DCS Cross dryly remarked, "This man was accused of 2 serious crimes of violence, but the magistrates, in their infinite wisdom, decided to give him bail." A Thames Valley police spokesperson added, "We vigorously oppose this man being granted bail because there was a fear that he might attack again. Our advice was ignored, and we had no choice but to set him free."
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode of They Walk Among Us is brought to you in association with Centair. Ever entered a seemingly perfect space only to feel like something was missing? That's where Centair comes in. With over 3 decades of experience, Centair leads the scent marketing industry, scenting resorts, retail outlets, event spaces and more, partnering with major brands like Westin Hotels and Snap Fitness. Chances are you've already encountered their fragrances firsthand, And now Scentair is offering you a luxury fragrance experience in the comfort of your home. Visit Scentair.com to explore their online store and infuse your spaces with unforgettable scents. Scentair diffusers are sleek and fill your space with vivid fragrance for up to 300 hours. And the Scentair app lets you schedule your fragrance and control your intensity right from your phone. What's more, all of Scentair's more than 60 fragrances are phthalate-free, cruelty-free, safe for families and EcoVadis certified sustainable. Differentiate your space with scent. Try luxury home fragrance trusted by the pros by going to Scentair.com and using promo code AMONGUS for an extra 25% off your first order. That's promo code AMONGUS for an extra 25% off your first order at Scentair.com. The search for Ian Sherlock would reach as far as Scotland. May Chambers had family members living in Edinburgh and Motherwell whom the police believed could be targeted. With around 15 people under police guard, investigators were eager to locate their suspect before he could hurt anyone else. One day after the murder was discovered, May Chambers' red Volkswagen Beetle had been found abandoned in a car park at Reading Railway Station. The parking attendant notified the police on Saturday, May 31st, when he noticed that the vehicle had not been moved from the spot in 3 days. Essex police were assisted by Thames Valley and British Rail officers who made inquiries to establish whether Sherlock had boarded a train. In the early hours of Monday, June 2nd, two officers on patrol in Eastbourne, a seaside town 2 hours south of Harlow, saw a man acting suspiciously on the beach. The officers had been called out to a seafront cafe after concerns about a break-in. It was still dark and the popular tourist resort was quiet, apart from the harsh sound of an alarm ringing. The officers approached the man on the strand and asked him to identify himself, but he didn't comply. Instead, he attempted to run. However, eventually, without much resistance, the man gave up and surrendered himself to the police. He was taken to the station to be questioned, where he identified himself as Ian Sherlock. When news of the arrest broke, Detective Superintendent Peter Cruss told reporters, "He is at present being questioned by Detective Chief Inspector Jim Keneally at Eastbourne Police Station and will be transported to Harlow later today. We are very pleased with the response we have had from all the police forces that have helped us, and the media for giving us publicity which undoubtedly has led to the early arrest of this man." Sherlock was questioned by DCI Keneally and Detective Superintendent Michael Patrick. He readily admitted to murdering his mother-in-law and went into graphic detail about the physical and sexual assault he inflicted on her. Sherlock blamed May Chambers for his marital troubles and announced that his only regret was never qualifying as a teacher. During questioning, Sherlock recalled how he stole May's car and drove to Milton Keynes before travelling to Reading Station, where he abandoned the vehicle and made his way to the south coast. He spent the next 3 days sleeping rough and planned to take his life by jumping from Beachy Head, a 530-foot cliff near Eastbourne. Sherlock said in the end, he couldn't bring himself to do it. On Tuesday, June 3rd, 1980, Ian Sherlock was brought to Harlow Magistrates Court where he was charged with murdering May Chambers. He was remanded into custody at Brixton Prison. During subsequent hearings, Sherlock was reported to appear unkempt and had what was described as a wild demeanour. He made no reply at any of the hearings, but after admitting that he contemplated taking his life, he was temporarily placed in the prison's hospital wing. On the morning of July 29th, Ian Sherlock was due to appear in court again for a committal hearing. Prison officer William Breckenridge was tasked with checking on prisoners in their cells at Brixton Prison that morning. When he couldn't see Sherlock on his bed, the prison officer unlocked the cell and walked inside. Breckenridge found Sherlock hanging behind the door. A bedsheet had been torn and pleated before it was tied to an electrical junction box behind the cell door. Sherlock had fashioned a noose from the bedsheet and put it around his neck before stepping off a chair that was in his cell. He had gone to the effort of removing the electrical box cover and attaching a bedspring to it so it would hold his weight. Three letters were found on a table in the cell, addressed to Sherlock's sister, his estranged wife Kathy, and Detective Superintendent Michael Patrick, who had interviewed him a month prior. Written on the wall of the cell and in two letters was a Latin phrase, De mortuis nil nisi bonum, which means speak no ill of the dead. Addressing the incident and the contents of the letter, Detective Superintendent Patrick stated, Sherlock just said goodbye. I knew him well, and he blamed his mother-in-law for his marriage breakup. The detective added that Sherlock claimed to have given up a place at Bradford University so his wife could train as a teacher at Southampton University while he supported them working what he saw as menial jobs. Detective Superintendent Patrick also revealed that Sherlock had been planning to kill May Chambers for months. He had even told friends about his intentions after he was granted bail following the attack on Kathy and another woman. In the letter written to Kathy, he asked her to look after their son, Sam. An inquest into May Chambers' death was held at Epping Coroner's Court on August 5th. Essex Coroner Charles Clark heard that Ian Sherlock had made a full admission to the murder of his mother-in-law. The verdict of unlawful killing was returned. 1 month later, on September 11th, an inquest jury at Southwark Coroner's Court was told how Sherlock had taken his own life almost 2 months after confessing that he killed May Chambers. According to Detective Superintendent Michael Patrick, there was no doubt whatsoever that he was responsible for killing his mother-in-law. He showed no remorse for the murder of Mrs. Chambers. He described how he murdered his mother-in-law and brutally sexually assaulted her in all kind of dreadful ways, and this was corroborated by scientific evidence. Dr. George Grant, a physician at Brixton Prison, described Sherlock as intelligent and told the jury that Sherlock did not show any signs of depression. The doctor testified, when he was transferred from the prison hospital, a portion of the pleated sheet was found in the room he had vacated. He denied it had been made by him, but we didn't believe this and thought he could be suicidal. The inquest jury heard that it was almost impossible to prevent a prisoner from ending their life if they had set their mind on doing so. Dr. George Grant remarked, it would mean denying him any bedclothes or clothing. He would have to be watched 24 hours a day under extremely rigorous and difficult conditions, which are not practical to conduct in the circumstances in prisons. So where are we now? Questions were raised about how it could be so easy for a convicted or suspected killer to take their life in prison. Less than 2 weeks before Ian Sherlock hanged himself, convicted double murderer Stephen Anderson also passed away by setting fire to his cell at Risley Remand Centre. On November 5, 1979, Anderson and two friends, Paul Hebble and Philip Jennings, travelled to a large Tudor home in Congleton intending to kidnap a woman for ransom. Two women, Elizabeth Blood and Anne Carrier, were already at the house as it belonged to Anne's late mother. Not realising the danger they were in, the women spoke to the three strangers before they were suddenly attacked, forced to dance naked, and tied up in different bedrooms. Jennings raped Anne Carrier before both women were shot in the head with a sawn-off shotgun. The murders were traced back to Anderson, Hebble and Jennings after a theft in Huddersfield led the police to the murder weapon. Each of the men was convicted of murder. Jennings was also convicted of rape. They were sentenced to 30 years in prison on July 19, 1980. But less than 12 hours later, Jennings set fire to the mattress in his cell and died of smoke inhalation before prison officers could pull him out. Thank you for listening, and special thanks to our patrons for their support. For more information on this episode, please see the show notes or visit our website, theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.